Why the need for the Holy Spirit? First, a clarification and see if it makes sense to you. In Genesis 1:26-27, we learn, "And God said, let us make man in our image, male and female." Jesus called the Lord God Father, which shows that he is masculine. Jesus was obviously masculine. Now, if the Father is male and Jesus is male, then by the process of elimination, the Holy Spirit is female. In the Old Testament Hebrew, Spirit is Ruach. This noun is of the female gender in Hebrew. As you might know, the Jews of Jesus' day and Jesus himself spoke Aramaic. In Aramaic, Spirit is Paraclete, also female gender, just like Ruach. The Gospels of the New Testament were written in Greek. Spirit in Greek is pneuma and is neuter. From Greek it was translated into Latin, which was used for church liturgy. In Latin, Spirit is Spiritus and male gender. Over 1,000 years later, the Bible was translated by masters in Greek and Latin. For them, the Greek it was a he and male like in Latin. Hence, in the New Testament translations, the Spirit is addressed as he, while in the original languages, the Spirit was she. In Catholicism, we try to fill that female void with Jesus' earthly mother, Mary, as the Mother of God. Doesn't this all make us doubt God's word? Absolutely not. We are not doubting God's original word and what Jesus said. We are only correcting a human oversight and translation error. To our limited understanding, the Godhead seems to advocate male-female relationships. If that is so, then the male-female relationship should also apply to them. We may think that God is far away, but we might be surprised at how much they are like us, as we are made to be like them, in their image. We read the qualities that the Old Testament gives to the Holy Spirit in Proverbs 8 and 9. She is wisdom, she speaks truth, she promotes understanding, gives instruction, etc. She says, "My delights were with the sons of men," Proverbs 8:31. Jesus said, "The Holy Spirit is a comforter, the Spirit of truth, who will teach you all things and will remind you," John 14:16-26. Paul explains, "The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and self-control." That is in Galatians 5:22-23. Now, these are the qualities of a wise, loving, comforting female, a caring mother, a shoulder to cry on. Why do we need the Holy Spirit? Well, why do we need a mother? A mother is what holds the family together. We are proud of father, but we love our mother. She carried us for 9 months, so that bond is natural and inborn. The same with our Heavenly Mother. She carried us for months, if not years, on end to bring us to our spiritual birth when we finally accepted Jesus and were born again. She is gentle like a dove and does not land where she is not wanted. She is not the arguing type. She takes the path of least resistance and flows like a river to the lowest places. She avoids the rocks and flows with the bends. How do we receive the Holy Spirit? Jesus said, "Everyone that asks, receives. If any of you that is a father and a son asks him for an egg, will you give him a scorpion? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him?" Luke 11:9-13. We can pray alone or with others and humbly request the Father to give us the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. And that's it. Simple as that. You've received it by faith, because it is a written promise signed in his blood. What do we gain by having the Holy Spirit? Jesus told his disciples, "You shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me," Acts 1:8. She is also a strong warrior and protects us from harm and evil if we stay close and obey her still small voice. She overrules our fears and gives us faith to reach out to those seeking meaning in life. We are the medium through which she shows her love and concern. We have everyday people who were simple enough to believe the Bible and were motivated by the sacrificial life of Jesus. But when they got filled with the Holy Spirit, they grew into people of influence. A cobbler, a sales boy, simple farm children turned out to be world changers. James H. Taylor, Francis Xavier, William Carey, Dwight L. Moody, Billy Graham, etc. A slave boy became St. Patrick. Henri Dunant started the Red Cross. Louis Pasteur discovered penicillin, pasteurizing, etc. Little girls became exceptional women and angels of love and mercy. Florence Nightingale, Sister Cabrini, Mother Teresa, and on goes the list. And then there are the numerous, to us unknown, saints who give their all daily to alleviate human suffering. People who, because of their faith in Jesus and being humble enough to follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit, did and still do today the seemingly impossible. We are the writer's pen. Of course, we know that the person writing is most important, as he or she decides what is written. But that letter cannot be written unless that pen is picked up. The Holy Spirit writes beautiful love letters. She comforts, loves, and is kind, but she cannot express it to people unless she can use our mouth, our hands, and our body to express that love that she is waiting to give to whoever wants it. Once we allow ourselves as pens to be picked up by the writer, then we will fulfill our purpose. Obedience heaps it on, and the insoluble mountains turn into molehills, while joy unspeakable flows through us to others. Acts 5:32. There are different gifts of the Spirit. To one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to others the word of knowledge, faith, gifts of healing, working of miracles, prophecy, discerning of spirits, diverse kinds of tongues, interpretation of tongues. It's all in 1 Corinthians 12:8 through 10. Whatever our gift may be, may it draw us close to the Spirit in humbleness of heart, being truly thankful, for it was a gift given to us and nothing of our own doing. Spiritual pride is the worst kind of pride that we can fall for, thinking, I got my gift because God must be so happy with me as I am special and a bit better than others. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, and in your name cast out devils, and done many wonderful works? And then I will profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you that work iniquity. Matthew 7:22 and 23. May he never have to say that to any of us. She is an amazing mother who loves her children no matter what, and she nudges us to do the right thing, to have integrity, to keep our word of yes meaning yes and no meaning no. As a good mother, she knows her children and can see what's troubling. Tell me, what's bothering you? Don't worry, just tell me. It helps to talk about it. Oh, it's nothing, Ma, it's nothing. Well, if there's something I can do to help, just let me know. But you will have to tell me. She teaches us time and again, to thine own self be true. Don't try to get off the hook. We fool ourselves and say, what's wrong with a little white lie? There is no white lie. A lie isn't black or white. Our Heavenly Mother knows it, and it hurts her. She tries to give a hug, but we move away. She does not leave us. We leave her. Consequently, her protection fades the more we move away. She waits, hoping and praying that we will return to her. We make choices, and our choices make us. We might rationalize when offered a lucrative but morally difficult deal. If I don't take this opportunity, someone else will, and I'll miss out on all that money I could make. This could be from transporting armaments to heaven knows what. It might even be considered legal, but is it ethically honorable? Is my integrity becoming blurry because of the quick rich blindfold? Are the memories of my Heavenly Mother standing in the way? Or was Mother the way? I need to get back to her and find out. Jesus said, "The kingdom of God is inside you," Luke 17:21. This is the voice of the Holy Spirit, our Heavenly Mother, that tells us not to give in to what we know is not above board or morally right. Jesus also said, "The kingdom of heaven suffers violence, but the violent take it by force," Matthew 11:12. By force, we have to hold on with all our might to the voice of our Heavenly Mother, treasure it, and refuse to let it go, no matter the violent battering of the enemy from every angle with his worldly input. It is non-stop, TV, the net, social media, you name it, pounding away at our integrity and faith in God's Word with pseudoscience hypotheses, where lies are deemed truth and the truth of the Bible deemed lies. Lord, help us to stand fast in the liberty wherewith you have made us free. Galatians 5:1. It could even be costly to stick to the integrity and kingdom principles. When talking to a young man, he told me when he turned his car in an office car park, he accidentally scratched a very nice BMW. "So what did you do?" "I went into the office and I asked who the owner was." "You did that?" "Yes, the gentleman came out with me and we settled the scratch with 180 euros. He then told me, 'Son, you'll do well in life.'" Later on, he told the story to his father, who responded with, "You know, that honesty pays." And he gave his son the double amount, 360 euros. "Son, there is always that split second of will I, won't I? Do I face the music or pull a fast one and do a runner?" It feels good to make the right decision. The Lord rewards us for decisions like that. His son asked, "The Lord rewards us for decisions like that? How did he reward you in life?" "He rewarded me with a priceless gift of a son that is honest enough to find the owner of a property that he accidentally damaged." A prayer. Dear Heavenly Mother, I come to you in Jesus' name. I don't know how many times I have shooed you away and hardened myself to your voice. I ask that you'll set off alarm bells when I stray. Please fill me with your love and power to help others and be a faithful witness to show them Jesus. This is adopted from my controversial client, free on the site.
At johanpeters.in, you find 100 pamphlets like these on different subjects. Download A Man of Sufficient Stature, Part 1 and Part 2. These are two short studies about the last days before God's kingdom comes. We have 9 books, 27 audio prophecy bites, 2 to 4 minutes each, a study Bible for your PC and laptop, and much more. All downloads are free, no cookies, and no info requests.